October 20th, 1906. Jesus laments over the state of his ministers. As I was in my usual state, I found myself inside a church in which there were many people attending sacred services. In the meantime, it seemed that, by the authority of the government, other people were entering to profane this holy place. Some were jumping, some were using violence, and some were laying hands sacrilegiously on the Most Holy Sacrament and on the priests. On seeing this, I cried and prayed, saying to the Lord, "Do not permit that they arrive at this, profaning your sacred temples, because who knows how many terrible chastisements you would unload upon your creatures because of these horrendous sins." While I was saying this, he told me, "My daughter, the cause of all these enormous crimes, because one sin is the cause and chastisement of making others fall into more sins, have been the sins of priests. They have been the first to profane my holy temple hiddenly with sacrilegious masses, and by mixing impure acts in the administration of the sacraments. And under the appearance of holy things, they have reached the point of profaning not only my temples of stone, but of profaning and using violence on my living temples, which are the souls, and of profaning my very body. The secular have somehow perceived all this, and not seeing in them the light necessary for their journey, or rather, they have found nothing but darkness. They have been left so clouded as to lose the beautiful light of faith. And without light, it is no wonder that they reach such grave excesses. Therefore, pray for priests, that they may be light for the peoples, so that, as the light arises again, the secular may acquire life and may see the errors they commit. And by seeing them, they will feel disgusted to commit these grave excesses, which will be the cause of grave chastisements."